Rod's Pulse Podcast number 45, Blackboard World, and Podsafe Brother Love.
This is Rod's Pulse Podcast, the podcast for faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts and other e-learning technologies. Welcome back.
Well, I've been waiting for a nice, warm summer day in July to play that song for you. This is Rod, and welcome back. In fact, the song is called Summertime, and it's by a group called Brother Love, and that track happens to be the number one pop rock track on the Podsafe Music Network. The artist claims that they're influenced by the Beatles, Kiss, Led Zeppelin, Steely Dan, Prince, and others. So I think you can hear that sort of 70s pop rock flavor, and stay tuned at the end of my podcast, and I'll play the full song, Summertime by Brother Love. Okay, today before I go into my main topic, I want to give you a bit of news from the Podosphere. First of all, let me say that it's been some time, I think it's almost 3 weeks, and this time of year, of course, we have vacations, and it turns out I had two meetings to go to. My last podcast, I talked about my trip to the Slice of Life conference in Salt Lake City, Utah. And I found on their website, after returning, that they had posted links to the video streams that they recorded during the morning sessions. So if you want to really see what it's all about, there's some pretty interesting sessions that are recorded. It's all done with Real Media, the Real Player, so you have to download Real Player if you don't have it. But click on the link in my show notes, and you can go to the Slice of Life streaming site. I'll point out three presentations that I thought were very worthwhile. One was Principles of E-Learning, Lessons from Cognitive Psychology by Jeff Norman. The other was another keynote talk by Francis Raybuck, and that was Socialization of Technology, Medicine, and Education. And the last one was by Rachel Elloway, and she had a very entertaining and a bit controversial presentation. I think you'll enjoy it. It's called I'm Melting, Web 2.0 and the Death of the Virtual Learning Environment. Now, another bit of news I want to mention was the an article that I thought was interesting, and it had to do with podcast user demographics. And to quote from the article, they say it would be a mistake to think that the average podcast user is a 23-year-old male with a college education and a really big comic book collection. So I'm certainly not in that group. The point is that the audience is a lot broader than previously thought, and that podcast downloaders tended to be male, young, and educated. But notably, people between the ages of 35 and 54 represented about one half of the podcasting audience. Unfortunately, I'm not in that group anymore either. But anyway, they also point out that iTunes accounts for about 75% of all podcast downloads. So that just goes to show you the domination that Apple has both with the iPod and with iTunes. And it's a great place to go look for podcasts, although you won't find everything there. It's something that I would have expected would be highly used. Okay, now for the main topic today, I wanted to give you a little bit of a report from my attendance at Blackboard World 2007 in Boston. And this was the first combined annual meeting for Blackboard and WebCT users since of course, you may know that Blackboard has purchased their main competitor, which was WebCT. So it was a pretty large meeting, about 2,500 folks. I found that there is now a link that Southwestern College from California put up listing many of the papers, and there's a link in my show notes to that if you want to peruse the papers. Although it's not the official site, the Blackboard has kind of slow to put a link up. They're supposed to put a link up to all the papers, and so I do have a link to the Blackboard World site on my podcast. So by the time you see this, there may be an official site with links to the papers. Now, a lot went on there. I can't take the time to say too much. I did want to point out what was, I think, a highlight of the meeting, and that was the announcement and demonstration of Scholar by Blackboard. Now, in the past, I've talked about social bookmarking services and systems such as Delicious, which is what I've been using to keep track of my bookmarks. Now, Blackboard has done that one better. They've created a site called Scholar, and there's a link to it in my show notes, but you won't be able to get an account just yet, at least if your school is not signed up. The way it works is that Jefferson here and other schools will have an account and be linked into Scholar, and by virtue of having an account on your institution's own Blackboard system, you will be able to transparently log in to Scholar. And what Scholar allows you to do, to quote them, it's a free social bookmarking and academic resource sharing service integrated with Blackboard. Scholar enables students and faculty to store and classify their web resources and then share them with other scholars and leverage expertise across institutions. So if you're using Scholar, you can certainly do a search and browse and see what web resources others in your discipline or folks that you, topics that you might be interested in, have tagged on the web. Now, what makes it different from typical social bookmarking services is that it's well integrated with Blackboard. So, if you're a faculty member and you're logged in, it knows which courses you are teaching on your Blackboard system. So, as you bookmark a website, in fact, they give you a little applet that makes it easier for you to bookmark a website. You can add tags to it. You can add a discipline tag, which is a controlled vocabulary about the particular topic area that you're looking at. And better yet, you can also link it to one of your courses that you're teaching if you wish. So at that point, it becomes available to your students in that course, and they can easily click on that link and bring up the web resources that you've tagged. Of course, the value comes when a lot of faculty go to that Scholar and people tag different things. So you can see the popular websites that people have tagged. So it looks to be a very, very useful and interesting resource. And we're currently testing it here at Jefferson. We hope to release it soon, as soon as we prepare some training material. So I think Scholar by Blackboard was one of the highlights of my trip there. I also point out the two keynote speakers I thought were very entertaining, and not directly related to Blackboard per se, but I think they're interesting enough that I wanted to share them with you. The first was a talk by Stephen Levitt, and he's a co-author of the New York Times bestseller called Freakonomics, A Rogue Economist Explores the Hidden Side of Everything. He gave a very entertaining talk, and I have a link to his book site on Amazon, and I stood in line and have him sign the copy that I bought, I'm about a quarter way through, and it's well worth it. I recommend it. The second keynote that I enjoyed was by Guy Kawasaki. Now, he's a venture capitalist and a columnist in the tech area, but you may remember him as one of the individuals responsible for the success of the Macintosh computer. So he was an early Apple employee and worked on the Macintosh. So there's my brief report about Blackboard World. So that about does it for this podcast episode. So please stay tuned and listen to the full song, Summertime by Brother Love. Until next time, have a great week.
Please leave odd feedback at 610-616-2199.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Please don't forget to leave Rod feedback. You can go to www.rodspulsepodcast.com and leave comments on his blog. You can send feedback to his email address, rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. You can also send audio feedback by calling into his comment line at 610-616-2199. Till next time, have a great week.
The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Merry, and does not represent the official viewpoint of Thomas Jefferson University, or any other institution or company.